This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, sir. Hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We have Travis Jankowski, World Series hero, coming up at 4 o'clock, Rangers player show. But joining us now here is one of our favorite football guests. It's Mike Golic Jr. here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Appreciate you having me. I'm doing well.
Dak deal done. Big news Sunday morning. Does he have what it takes to lead this team to a Super Bowl is the big conversation here, Mike. How do you take that one?
I think so. I think Dak's a good reminder that not all of quarterback conversation actually is just about the quarterback. But in terms of, especially, and I think the quarterback payment conversation is kind of a good proxy for this. If your quarterback's good enough to pay, generally they're good enough to be the quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team. Now, whether they're good enough to be the quarterback that drags you to a Super Bowl above and beyond the capabilities of a roster, that's a different conversation, but you can absolutely win a Super Bowl with Dak.
How important is the run game for getting a Super Bowl? That's the big weakness that I think a lot of us saw in Cleveland on Sunday. How important is that, and how much can you fix it while you're in progress during a season?
Not a ton while you're in season. I mean, there's things you can obviously do schematically, but I don't think there's things that the Dallas offense generally does or has shown us under Mike McCarthy's play calling they're willing to do. So, but it is important. I mean, that's the big weakness that didn't get addressed this offseason with Dallas. And I think we see especially in the NFC in 2022, 2023, 2024 with teams like Philadelphia, teams like Detroit, teams like San Francisco, all of whom lay claim to a ground game that can be considered one of the strengths, if not the strength of their team. And we see in general, I think the way the league has gone right now, so many teams focusing on playing deep safety shells to take away big plays, so many linebackers that are coming in smaller, faster, lighter in the league, there's a market inefficiency that plenty of people have started to capitalize on right now. And I think just above and beyond, when it comes to winning a Super Bowl, you've got to be able to do multiple things, maybe not great, but at least well enough to when you get to the postseason and teams start game planning, even more particularly for your skill set and try and take away the Belichick model, those one or two things you do great, you got to have enough for an off-speed pitch. And I think that's the worry for Dallas, that they won't have enough room in that.
So you're seeing the run game is that big of a weakness for them that it would prevent them from having significant postseason success this time around?
Yeah, I think that's the concern. And I mean, again, it's mostly, I mean, we're one game sample size into this season, so it's hard to say it's based off this year, but based off what we saw last year and the fact that nothing about them demonstrably improved, like, hey, maybe with the young guys that you brought in along the offensive line, you know, maybe at the tail end of his career, Tyron Smith being healthy at left tackle would have been too much to count on, and, you know, maybe you consider Biadasz a wash if all of a sudden Cooper Beebe pops in the way that he might be capable of, but other than that, I don't look at any part of their team and go, well, why would I expect the run game to improve beyond what we saw last year based on the moves that were made?
I think that was something we talked with you last time, Gojo, about the two rookies starting along the offensive line. Cooper Beebe playing pretty well in his debut. So did Guyton. But across the league, how impressed were you with these rookies? I mean, your guy, Joe Alt, outstanding performance with Max Crosby, Fuaga in New Orleans. It seemed like these young offensive linemen really hit the ground running week one.
It warmed my fat heart, man, because I'll tell you what, you look around at the wide receivers that were coming in as rookies, and the numbers weren't quite as fun, even though that was the position group that was named constantly throughout the draft alongside offensive tackle. But, you know, I think it's great to see in a day and age where I think so much of the conversation has been about, well, we have an O-line problem in the NFL, and what's the cause of this epidemic? Is it spread offenses in college? Is it CBAs? What have you? And you're still seeing now, all right, there are plenty of places you can go in college football that have pedigree, that care about and value that position and are developing it at a high level. To do with some of the COVID year stuff, I don't know. I mean, guys like Joe Alt were three and out guys. So it's still, I think, about the programs looking for offensive line coaches you can trust. But the bottom line is this draft class we knew was full of talented guys at the spot. And it's nice to see that already paying dividends for the teams that went and did it.
Gojo, you've done plenty of color analysis during games in your time. I'm curious, what did you think of Brady in the booth?
It sounded like a guy doing it for the first time. Like I was thinking back to like when I got started doing games, and it's all so much at a lower level than what Tom's walking into right now. But I think that's kind of the point. Like when I got started, I got to start in a three-man booth and be a guy that added in. I didn't have to drive the situation. I want to even know, do you guys remember when Greg Olsen started calling games when he was a player? Was he a part of a three-man booth when he did that? Because I think that goes a long way in helping you figure out how to go in and fill the space tightly without feeling like you've got to carry the conversation. Tom just felt like a guy that wasn't comfortable with the space yet, but I'm still confident given his background, his resume, and who he's been as a player, a guy that's not afraid of doing the work, that he can get there. But yeah, it sounded awkward and clunky and like a guy whose first time calling a game in front of an audience came as the best crew on the big network that called the best game of the weekend.
Mike, give us your assessment of the Texas Longhorns going to the Big House and getting a victory. Is this a team that we're going to have to see in the end? We'll be there with the Georgias and the others vying for this national championship.
And 1B right now. I mean, and you could say that Texas has the best win of the two. I think overall Clemson might prove to be a better team than Michigan this year just because the quarterback situation for Michigan. But going on the road against that defense in the Big House with a whole new skill group the way Texas has been breaking in this year, I think Steve Sarkisian and the culture he's built around that program where, hey, offensive and defensive line depth now are at a place where you replace a couple of premier defensive tackles from last year and can still go out and get the job done. You're such a gifted play caller as Sark that, hey, that new group of guys you portaled in at the skill spots to go with a deep running back group already operating at a level that most of your peers around the sport can't match yet. I've been really impressed at what Sark has built there, and I think built is really the operative term now. That's a healthy team. And Quinn Ewers, by the way, you know, Heisman conversation about the next level at the NFL. He's looked phenomenal flinging the football around and moving around in the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield, all the NFL caliber stuff we ask you to do. As a college quarterback that's had that rare thing where he's gotten to stick around now for a few years and actually get to know his surroundings.
It's Mike Golic Jr. here with you on The Fan. After Sunday, I thought, man, maybe Detroit's going to catch San Francisco, but watching the Niners last night, they looked pretty dang good. Are the Niners still clearly the best team in the conference?
Yep, they checked that box, I think, pretty resoundingly. And, you know, part of it was, hey, you're going up against a Jets team that is nowhere close to who they're going to be at the end of the season. We knew all the parts about this Jets roster that were coming together in a hurry and trying to microwave that against a team that's so sure of its identity and its personnel the way the 49ers is, that was always going to be a tough ask.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But I think seeing Leonard Floyd pop and, I believe, lead that team in pressures this last game, huge for them as having a rusher opposite Nick Bosa to help on that defense. But offensively, losing what you could argue is your best player on the team and still being able to default to just the normal Shanahan offensive run game principles and have that be more than good enough was a really impressive reminder of, one, why that team's got so much Super Bowl pressure in addition to the Brock Purdy final year of his rookie contract, but also how capable they are of going out and being able to pull that off.
Gojo, you're a man that will try a variety of different foods, and I have a reason why I'm going to ask this, but have you ever tried pickled pig's feet?
I have not yet gone down the pickled pig's feet path.
Okay, so we do Survivor picks on our show every week on Fridays. And
guess who he picked?
My schmuck self picked the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Patriots. So now on Friday, I've got to do a bet payoff, and that's on the board. Do you think that I should go with the pickled pig's feet, or do you have another suggestion of something I should rock with?
You know what? I'm kind of curious about it. Anything pickled kind of does that for me. That's just a flavor profile I tend to enjoy. And so I think it's one of those, you just got to sort of put it out of your mind. And I've tried to do this more as an adult because growing up, I had a very limited palate. I was a fat kid that liked the simple things. But growing older, I'm like, you know what? I need to go in. If I'm going to be at a restaurant that's got a good chef, let that chef do their thing and do what they do well. Just put it out of your mind, take a bite, and try and just consider it without thinking about what it actually is.
Were you a t-shirt on in the pool guy?
Oh, big time. Oh, God, I fell in. I can't blow it. Already wet now. I'm gonna wear it. Oh, that song and dance was a very, very familiar one for your boy.
Well, I know you love the mashups. I love your food reviews. Is there anything you've had recently here that just absolutely hit it out of the park?
Let me tell you what. I know it's not available everywhere. It's a bit of a regional delicacy, but you can order online. I don't know if they've got it down by y'all, but Grater's Ice Cream out of Cincinnati, Ohio does a key lime pie and a lemon meringue pie flavor that have absolutely rocked my world. The bits of pie crust inside the ice cream itself sent me to another plane of existence I didn't know was possible. So if you've got the ability, if you're out somewhere that has it, I would say walk, don't run, and try and get you some.
So did you just consume like a tub of that after the Notre Dame game on Saturday?
Man, I needed that. I needed, you know, the power of prayer. I was in a dark place, fellas. I had allowed myself to fly really high coming off that A&M win like everyone else and start to believe everything was possible. And listen, like, when I was at Notre Dame, lost a lot of games like this. Like, I lost to Syracuse on my freshman year, senior day. Lost to UConn the next year, being from Connecticut. Lost to Tulsa, BK's first year in South Bend. I know exactly how this goes, but, man, I thought we were past this, and it sucked to see again.
Hey, well, Mike, then it would... Is Notre Dame a team that would be, will they be patient with the coach, or is this something that we kind of need to keep an eye on now?
I would say that patience is still going to be the virtue, and they have a chance right now to still right the ship. Like,
right.
While Notre Dame is going to have to go and prove to me on the field that they are actually a playoff-caliber team, like, we talked about the talent on the roster, we talked about the schedule that lined up for them, but the way they've executed so far, especially most recently, like, yeah, they did enough to go on the road and get a win against the Texas A&M team that is talented and a hostile environment. But we still haven't seen them, especially offensively, play anything close to their best football. Their transfer quarterback in Riley Leonard, who's coming off an injury last year, but had showed promise at Duke, hasn't looked yet enough like the player that Notre Dame believed they got in the portal for me to say, hey, they're a playoff-caliber team. But they got a chance. So, yes, I think they will be patient. Marcus Freeman has done an overwhelming amount of good for that program at a time where, hey, in the name, image, and likeness era, I didn't know what it was going to look like for Notre Dame. And him, alongside their new AD, have navigated those waters really well and had them contending and playing ball in that pool. So he's got to eliminate this from his game, though. The loss to Marshall 2 years ago in his first season, and now this, are going to loom large because that was the one thing Brian Kelly at the end of his tenure had done away with. Yeah, Notre Dame might have had a big game problem, but Notre Dame had rid themselves from losing to the teams on their schedule they absolutely could not lose to. And I believe Marcus Freeman's capable of getting to that point, but he's got to execute that now consistently.
Now, I am curious what you thought of Aaron Rodgers last night as well.
Aaron Rodgers looked his age last night, which was jarring for me. I said this morning on our show, he was Patrick Mahomes before we had Patrick Mahomes. He was the quarterback that could buy time, could do all those things. And you saw Aaron Rodgers last night. When it looked like he was close to getting hit, he made good and damn sure that ball was out of his hand. Vast majority of his passes were out in under 2.5 seconds, according to next-gen stats. Like, he looked like a guy that really didn't want to get hit and test the durability of that Achilles or the rest of his body. I'm sure he'll get more comfortable as the year goes along. But first rattle out of the box, as they were trying to get a bunch of those things to come together quickly, he looked like a quarterback that really, this year especially, you're going to need to make sure and find ways, if you're, you know, Nathaniel Hackett in that offense, that keep him upright and keep that pressure away from him as best as possible until he gets his feet back under him. He might never be feeling like his old self. He's a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles. I doubt we're going to see the same level of acrobatics, but he looked uncomfortable in the pocket, especially when pressure started to get close last night.
Speaking of quarterbacks who used to be able to evade the pressure and make something happen, are we ever going to see Deshaun Watson be a good player again?
No, I don't think so. And, I mean, quite honestly, him as a player is going to fade to the background again here pretty quickly with another allegation of sexual assault popping up from 2020 when he was still in Houston. And what the NFL is going to do with that right now, the most severe you could argue in terms of the actual nature of the allegation, and if you read the reports, it's pretty grisly stuff that he's accused of here. That all of a sudden, again for the NFL, from the same guy where you had to weather the storm during the regular season with one of the starting quarterbacks in your league being publicly accused of this, is a really brutal place for the NFL to be, and they've got no one to blame but themselves and the teams that have continued to employ Deshaun Watson despite everything we know associated with him. But on a football level, he's given us no reason to believe, between the injuries he's sustained and just the level of play in general, that we are ever going to get to see the football player that we saw once before everything else took control of the Deshaun Watson story.
You're the man, Mike. Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the week.
Appreciate
enjoy the football
guys.
Season. There he goes, Mike Golic Jr. You can watch him on DraftKings every day during your sports year. Yeah, this is a Deshaun Watson story. More of the same. Dating a gal over at her house. Next thing you know, he's allegedly naked on her bed asking for a massage. So I don't even know what to make of, you know, the allegations now. Fred had a really interesting Houston perspective on it yesterday in Crosstalk. Maybe we'll chat with him more about it tonight, as I believe you're going to have a 1 hour get right before we get to Arizona pregame.
Right.
Okay. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Travis Jankowski, Rangers Player Show, is coming up at 4 o'clock. Little sports hodgepodge next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, we had a business idea in the sports world go wrong over the weekend. I'll tell you about it next year in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.